This is the heavy metal rebel Frankie Kazarian.
The violent delight Scorpio Sky.
And the fallen angel Christopher Daniels. And SCU are listening to Ringside Podcast. SCU!
You're listening to the Ringside Podcast.
Still sitting at ringside.
The show that brings you all that is pro wrestling, news, interviews, and opinions.
Oops, I'm breaking the fourth wall.
With Daniel Spencer.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
Jeremy Wallman.
I'm the best in the world at what I do.
And Justin Kruger.
Your arms are just too short to box with God.
And now, let's ring the bell and start the show.
Welcome to the Ringside Podcast. I'm Daniel Spencer.
I am Jeremy Wallman.
And we do not have JK again this week, back-to-back episodes here in 2019. I think, it's a good day.
It's a new day.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. We're going to see how the ratings are, if they're better without them. I think there's another podcast in town looking for a new host. Maybe we can send him his way.
I don't know. Now, JK's got something going on. He can't be here right now. It's all good. He was legit had somewhere to be last week.
There's no excuse this week. I think maybe Jeff. He got to meet Jeff Jarrett the other night at Winter Warfare, and I think Jeff may have scared him a little bit. So JK may be at home changing his underwear at this moment.
We're gonna talk a little bit about that after our interview today, because you got another big guest, man. Back to back, we start off in 2019 with big guests. I teased it last week.
Yeah.
Let us know who it is. We got the wonderful, talented Haley Shadows on the show.
Yeah, that was an amazing interview. I got to listen to it before the show. I wasn't a part of it because Daniel likes to record interviews without me. No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't able to make it for that, but I can't wait for everybody else to hear it. It's awesome.
Yeah, I had a good time talking to Haley. We'll share that here in just a little bit. But before we do, we want to talk to you about our podcast, because you can hear us everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. Podcast, all the podcast avenues. That's right. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio app, Spotify, ringsidepodcast.com. Just you name it, you can hear us. Even Podbeam and all those, anywhere you can get a podcast, we are there 100%. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and that would be what podcast? The official podcast of Ohio Valley Wrestling as well.
Yes, the official podcast of Ohio Valley Wrestling. And I did make my Ohio Valley TV debut.
You did.
TV debut. So big shout out to the Ohio Valley. It's cool to be a part of there and being on staff now.
I'm glad I could give them enough money to take you on as a referee.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. So in the meantime, shout out to our sponsors. That's right. We got a Collar and Elbow. When you go to collarandelbowbrand.com, use promo code RINGSIDE, all capital letters. You save 10% on your entire order. They got a brand new hoodie out, a camo hoodie. Actually, you can't really see it, but it's a camo hoodie.
Does it say John Cena on the front of it?
No, it's just camo. You can't see it. It's camouflage. Like, it blends in. Like, you can't see it.
I think my bad pun was better.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
The wrestling brand, Collar and Elbow.
The wrestling brand,
What happens when you enter ringside at
you
the checkout?
10%. And also, don't forget about Allen's One Touch Photography. When you go there, you get like a month. What?
JK over here, just, you know, every
He's
time.
He's not here.
Oh, that's right. You say One Touch, and he looks at me weird every time. But I do appreciate that they do great work. I recommend them highly.
I recommend
that JK never gets to do that promo.
Allen's One Touch Photography. Well, if he does, it's a different type of promo. Allen's One Touch Photography. Go there. When you order the set, you save 20% on your entire set when you mention Ringside Podcast to them. All right, so you know what, guys? We're gonna get right into this Haley Shadows interview, because it was really great, really awesome interview. Check it out. And when we come back, we'll talk about the Winter War.
All right, we are live here, guys, with Haley Shadows. Haley, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Doing fabulous. You're one of our first guests of 2019, so we're excited to have you on. Other co-hosts couldn't be here, so I'm kind of doing solo duty today, but it's all good. It's all good. Looking over your career, I mean, I'm kind of been looking over what you've done here in the wrestling world, and it's a lot for honestly such a short time. And you've been wrestling, I see, since, was it 2012 or 13? Is that right?
Yeah, I started training in July of 2012, and then my first match was in October of 2012.
Awesome. Okay. Who was your first match against?
It was a tag team match, actually. It was me and a girl that was also in my training class. Her wrestling name when she wrestled was Ninja Nancy. She was like 6'1", like a kickboxer, bodybuilder. And then we went against Aleta Ortiz and Killer Kayla.
Okay. All right. Now, at that time, were you in, you wasn't under the name Haley Shadows, right?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I started off as EC because back home in New York, that's what people will call me because my initials are EEC.
Okay.
So that's basically like what the nickname was. But then once I really started like using it as like a persona type of thing,
mm-hmm.
I literally had no idea who it was. I was like, dude, I can't relate to this at all. So, you know, kind of scratch that as quick as possible.
Now, where did you come up with the Haley Shadows name?
Now, it's, like, really weird because I had a couple matches, like, under the EC character, and I couldn't get behind it at all. And I had, like, my trainer and I had a few wrestlers that I was close with, and they were like, you know, just try to relate to something that, like, has to do with you and then just amplify it. And I had no idea. And I'm, like, sitting here, like, thinking of, like, different ideas and... Then it, like, dawned on me, Avenged Sevenfold was, like, one of my first, like, favorite, like, screamo bands.
Smart.
And
okay, cool.
Yeah, so M. Shadows, the lead singer, you know, obviously the last name. And then Haley, I don't know why, just for some reason, it just, like, hit me one day, like, the spelling and everything. And I was like, Haley Shadows, that's different. Okay, so we'll go with that and see how it works. And, you know, I've been doing that for... almost 6 years now, so I mean it's working pretty well.
And I like the fact that you have a name that not everybody, you know, like it's Haley's a common name, but this right, your spelling's a little different, and but also you don't see another Haley out there, you know, where
totally.
And that's the key too from that. So you mentioned here you were from New York. So when did you move to Kentucky? Because you're in Kentucky now, which is where we're stationed at too. When did you move to Kentucky?
I moved to Kentucky in June of 2012.
Okay.
I came down in April to visit, and a few bigger wrestlers told me to check out OVW. So I went and checked out a show and met up with Nick Densmore and got to kind of like talk to him one-on-one. And it was like a love at first sight thing. Like he had me basically shadow a training class. And no pun intended, actually. but, yeah, he just had me watch one of the training classes, and it was literally, like, love at first sight. Like, I was like, yeah, this is, like, where I'm meant to be. So I visited in April, went back home, finished what I had to, and then I moved down in June. So.
Okay. So did you train at OVW?
Yeah. Okay. I trained there for, like, a year and a half, 2 years, and then kind of did my own thing on the indies after that.
So was this training under, you said, was it Nick? Was Matt Capitelli there too? Was Matt training that well at the time?
No, sadly, I didn't get to train with Matt.
Okay.
Nick was my main trainer. And then after I was done with Nick's class, I would still like, because basically it's like an actual school. Like
right.
Once you're done with one level, you know, you pass that or whatever, then you're on to the next one. So
right.
I basically like I passed Nick's or whatever. And then I just kept going to Nick's because like you never stop learning ever.
Mm-hmm.
And like Nick is a wrestling genius. So I always like stayed there. But Randy Therese showed me a whole bunch of stuff after Nick's class. And luckily I got to train with like Taylor Hendricks and Heidi Lovelace and stuff like that. So I kind of made my way around just like picking knowledge from different people and just learning from all different types of wrestlers. So I was grateful that the people that were at OVW at the time, because they all knew so much and were willing to help me.
Did you get to train with Rip at all, under Rip?
No, that's actually a goal of mine for this year, because I have a lot of friends that have like trained with him in the past or training with him currently, and like I follow him on like all of social media and I see him from time to time at OVW, and he's definitely one person that I definitely want to train under, because I feel like anybody that comes out of his class is automatically a star just because of the knowledge that you get from him. So oh,
yeah. I mean, look at someone. He took someone like Pat McAfee, who's a former Indianapolis Colts kicker, and now he just signed a WWE contract. So, I mean, you know, and yeah, most of that is going to be done on the media platform side of – but he's also like he's wrestling too, so it's gonna
for sure.
So it's pretty, I mean, you take a guy like that who has no experience whatsoever and turns him and gets him signed, it's pretty amazing. Now Rip's been doing a lot of seminars, I noticed, here lately in the area. So even if of course training one-on-one would be great, but you know those seminars are also obviously good too as well. I did notice, okay, so after you got started and everything got going on, of course, this is a little bit down the road, but I see that, you know, I guess it was like a year or two ago, you got to go to SmackDown and do like some enhancement work there, right?
Yeah. In August of 2017, mm-hmm. I got to wrestle on SmackDown Live versus Tamina. Mm-hmm. And then this past year, I was able to be a part of the Noé José entrance. Yeah. For main events. So, I mean, I definitely got a couple great opportunities to work for WWE, and like that's always been my main goal. So I'm super grateful for every opportunity I was allowed to have there.
So you were, they billed you as what, Tina Stock or something? Is that
right? I kind of wish that like I knew the name when I was in the ring, because it was like I didn't realize it until like after, and everyone was blowing me up. They're like, so like, is Tina Stock going to be on Flyers now? And I was like, what are you talking about? And I looked it up and I was like, man, cause I'm like a huge Bob's Burgers fan.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I totally would have danced like Tina in the ring. Like, absolutely. Like they wouldn't have had a choice but to be like, who is this girl?
Yeah. I'm glad they kind of been bringing those back in the last couple of years, because other people in the local area has got the opportunity, like Jay Lee, who friend of the show and you work with as well from OVW. She got to be in a match, and they brought in some guys and do different things and against Braun Strowman and whatnot. I'm glad they're bringing the whole enhancement talent back, because it's funny when you look back at stuff from the 90s when they used to use a lot, you'll see guys that go, oh, look, there's so-and-so's now,
yeah.
You know, like the Hardys for sure. Like, look at the Hardys when they were the enhancement talent. Look at them, what they become. So it does help you learn the WWE way. Because there is a different way of how they train and perform and do things. Now, when you're there, you know, what's the experience like? You know, as far as backstage, what are they like? Is this considered a tryout match, or you get a tryout match beforehand? Like, how does that all come about?
Usually, any time that I've been there, it's if they have time and stuff, we usually get a tryout match like way before the show starts, just to, I guess, kind of just see what kind of talent they have within the extras, and then they kind of go from there, whether they have anything for that night for you or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But just alone, like the tryout match itself, like, don't get me wrong, I was ecstatic being used on TV, but I was just grateful to be there and then like actually step foot in like a WWE ring and like actually get to do my thing. And like, it's kind of hard to not fan out for yourself when like you're in the ring and you look on the screen and like you're in the ring, you know. Oh, yeah. So it's a crazy experience that you know, I'm extremely grateful to have had at least once, because I know a lot of people don't even get that. So I'm very honored to be able to get that opportunity, because it's one of those things that I've wanted my whole entire life. So it's definitely a surreal moment for me.
Yeah. I went to a live event and did the whole like walk through the back and come out by the ring and all that stuff you do beforehand, but no one's in the crowd, you know? So
yeah.
It's cool to even do that. I can only imagine, of course, this is a live event. This ain't really Raw or SmackDown, but I can only imagine what it's like to walk out of there with the crowd and be in the ring and see all of that, you know, and it's kind of, it has to be a surreal moment. I mean, even in the local scene, sometimes it gets surreal. I mean, you know, I've refereed a match of yours, and even doing stuff with like Colt Cabana and whatnot. I'm like, I'm in the ring with these guys. This is kind of surreal a little bit. So I can only imagine that's like another level. I'm sure hopefully one day I'll make it. Yeah. But love to see you do more of that. Any chances of going to like NXT for more tryouts or working out or anything like that in the future? Have you looked into that at all?
Oh, yeah. That's always been, like, you know, the main goal for me, just trying to get my foot in the door nonetheless. But it's one of those things that, I mean, I can, like, work hard on the indies and at the gym and stuff like that, but ultimately it's, like, up to them if they're interested in, like, you know, getting a hold of me and being like, hey, here's this. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they have different ways of, like, I guess, grabbing their attention, and, like, you know, I'm trying to do that to the maximum, so hopefully this year, you know, I'll get, like, another opportunity or, like, a different opportunity with them, so, you know, one can only hope.
So I'm going to backtrack a little bit here, because I noticed you have a tweet, I think you even pinned it or whatnot, because it's on your Twitter. It talks about, you know, like, when you were 5 years old watching wrestling. So what got you, is this the real true story of what got you into wrestling, or like, tell us a little bit about that. Those that haven't seen the tweet, we'll plug your Twitter in a little bit, but those that haven't seen your tweet, what happened there? What's that about?
All right. Well, I started watching wrestling when I was like 2.5. So, when I talked about that tweet when I was 5, I've had like a couple of years under my belt as far as like being a fan, but, I lived in Long Island at the time, and, you know, my mom was strict, but not really strict when it came to, like, wrestling. Like, I mean, I was 5 and I had school, but she was like, okay, dude, like, if you fall asleep, like, you have to go to your bed. So I'm sitting there trying to, like, stay awake, but I ended up falling asleep. So she picked me up and was like, you know, you have to go to bed. So I knew Steve Austin was the main event. So, you know, I threw a fit, whatever, and she was like, okay, dude, like, you know, you have school tomorrow, whatever. And how our house was set up, I could, like, hide in my doorway and like peek around the corner, and she wouldn't see me because where the couch was at. So I was like sitting there and I'm listening, and I hear like the New Age Outlaws, and like I'm watching them, whatever. And then as soon as like I hear like the glass shatter for Steve Austin, I come like booking around the corner and whack my face on the corner of the wall. And I like probably the biggest bump I've ever taken in my life. And my mom freaked out, like between like me scaring her and then just like the impact of the sound. And, like, it's ridiculous because, like, I didn't even cry. Like, she was like, oh, my God, are you okay? And I, like, shove her away just to go in front of the TV. And I'm like, no, I want to watch this. And she's like, we've got to take you to the hospital. Like, your face is swollen. You can barely see out of this eye, you know? And I was like, after the match. So, like, 10, 15 minutes later, you know, Steve Austin wins. And I'm freaking out, and then I realize all the pain, and I'm like, okay, this sucks. She, like, took me to the ER, and they said I was, like, really lucky because I was, like, really close to breaking, like, my cheekbone because of how hard I smacked the wall. So they put, like, ice and whatever on me, and they gave me medicine for, like, the swelling of my face and stuff. Yeah. And they were like, what took you so long to, you know, get here? My mom's like, she just had to watch WWF Raw because Steve Austin was on there. And the whole hospital, like, thought it was, like, the best thing. So I'm literally 5 years old in pajamas, like, with a swollen face. But I had to watch that match. So now,
do you remember, like, would you remember the episode of Raw if you saw, or have you looked back to try to find that episode to see which one it was that made you do that and pop, like, or run like that? And
yeah, it was, I can't remember the exact number, but I know they were doing this story with The Rock, Mankind, and Steve Austin for the title. It was when Vince McMahon was doing that whole corporate gimmick, and The Rock was, like, on his side and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I remember all of that, like, clearly. If I saw the episode, I'd be like, hold on a second. Because I know the New Age Outlaws were, like, a match or two before because, like, I was always hype about them. So, like, I remember being wide awake for their match. And then there was, like, a commercial. And then they did, like, some sort of, like, promo thing in between. And then it was Steve Austin. So I guarantee if I, like, saw the episode, I'd be like, oh my God, this is the one I like broke my face on. Right. Awesome.
Well, I mean, there was the famous when Mick Foley like became the champion and all that, where Steve Austin did come out and like pretty much hit everybody with a chair and stun. And
yeah, yeah.
But
for sure.
But it sounds like, but I think he was not in the main event. He just showed up. But I think that's around that same time frame. So it would probably be within a few episodes from that moment. From that one. That's pretty awesome. Now, of course, when you ever get to the Mecca of podcasts, Steve Austin's, I mean, you're on the ringside and we appreciate it, but when you get this, you got to share that story with Steve. He'll pop like other. He'll love it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sure it'll happen one day. I mean, just your career, just seeing where you've gone so far since, you know, 2012 when you debuted up until now. I mean, it keeps getting bigger and bigger. And you've wrestled, I mean, all over the state of Kentucky. I mean, Indiana, Ohio. I think you even said now you're working on something in Alabama. Is that right?
Yeah. I've wrestled in Alabama before. I did a singles match out there like a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I have matches lined up, within like, this next year coming up for Alabama. I'm just more or less like, I love the whole traveling aspect because you see and learn so much. Like every territory you're in, like the fans are different, the wrestling's different, the matches are different. So I don't know. I love wrestling and like I love traveling. So like anywhere that I can, you know, get an opportunity to like basically show what I have and be able to like face off against like somebody different or just like a new crowd or new company or whatever, like I'm totally down for it.
Now, who, I guess, obviously was Steve Austin who you loved in growing up, or was there other, or was he just one of many, you know, when you were a kid?
Like, Steve Austin was definitely the reason why I got into it. And even throughout my career, like, I've tried to kind of base some of my stuff more or less around him. But I had like a few other inspirations. Like Jeff Hardy is like a huge one for me. Growing up between like the age of like 11 to I want to say like 16, I would like shave my head and like have designs like him and dye my hair. And like, I had like the pants that he wears in the ring. Like I was like a huge fan growing up. And even like now, with the whole like face paint and the wet hair, and I mean, like I kind of made it my own, but like he is definitely the reason why, Haley Shadows is kind of like how she is, because I grew up watching him. China and Lita obviously were like two huge inspirations for me as well. So, and then, you know, like Edge and Eddie Guerrero and Triple H, like I had like at least like a dozen like top like women and men that I really like showcased all the time. Like I always like wanted to watch their stuff. And then growing up, as a wrestler now, I was like, dang, okay. Yeah. Now I can understand really like why I would watch them. And now I kind of like base my moveset around certain people. So I guess like the biggest ones though, for sure, Steve Austin, Jeff Hardy, and then Lita and China.
So now when you were there a year or so ago, I believe Jeff Hardy was with the company at that time, but was he on SmackDown or Raw?
Yeah, no, he was there. I want to say that he was on SmackDown at the time. But no, he was there. Yeah.
Have you got to interact with any of the, like, of course, Triple H being pretty much help running the company, I'm sure he was there. Did you get to interact with any of these guys at all and mark out a little bit?
So basically one of my favorite things to do is when they're setting up the ring, there's like nobody there, right? So like you get to like sit in the arena and watch them set up, and that's like by far like my favorite, because it's like just being a child and like having like this huge dream of one day making it, and like you actually get to see everything set up. That's basically where I'm at the whole entire time until like the show starts. But like, there was like one specific time that Jeff was like sitting down or whatever, like doing the same thing. And I didn't want to bother him, you know, because I was like, okay, this is like his downtime, whatever. But like, I actually got to like ask him a few questions and like pick his brain and stuff. So like, I mean, I didn't go totally crazy with it and be like, oh my God, you know, when I was younger, I had like the same hair color and whatever, but it was just like a really honorable moment because it was like one of those things I never thought being like 6 or 7 years old that I'd be able to like be in the same arena with him.
Right.
And like, you know, and actually be able to like pick his brain. So that was like really cool.
He, have you heard his music?
Oh yeah. I went to his concert when they were in Louisville. I don't know. It was 6 or 7 months ago. But that was kind of part of me being like a crazy fan. Like I knew about his band, like when they first aired one of the DVDs and he talked about it. So like, I'm like a huge fan of his music too. So it was kind of cool to go to his concert and stuff. So
I was there too, actually. You must've been in hiding because I probably would have recognized you and came up and talked, but I was there too at that show. And he was super like friendly, super like he talked to everybody, took pictures. He did a lineup for the podcast, like super, super down to earth guy. And, you know, I hear there's a rumor that you're a big fan currently of Paige. Is that a true rumor?
Oh yeah, no, Paige is dope, dude. Like, it's weird because when I first started wrestling, I had no idea about the indies. Like, it was just WWE and TNA. That's all I knew. Yeah. And eventually, like, you know, I obviously had to like learn about the indies and stuff like that. And I remember I was with a group of wrestlers and we were just looking up like old indie matches. And I remember seeing one of Paige before she got signed. It was like her, Becky Lynch, and her mom. And they were doing like a 3-way tag or whatever in Chicago. And I remember Paige just looked so different, you know, because like aside from Lita, there wasn't any like dark girls, you know, like girls that you would see at Hot Topic, you know. So I was like, who is that? And like, she obviously was like really, really good. And everyone was like, oh yeah, you know, this is Taraya, whatever. And then, once she got signed and stuff, I was like, hell yeah, dude, like about time, like something changes. Like, don't get me wrong. Like all the other women up there are like extremely talented, but like, she was kind of like the first one to like the pale skin and like the dark clothes and, you know, whatever. So I was like, okay, this is like relatable. So like just watching her throughout her career and then like with her injury and stuff, definitely like hit home. So I was like, dude, like she's definitely like a wall breaker for me because I never thought, you know, being tattooed and pierced and like kind of like the weirdo of the group, like I would never get looked at. And then when she got signed, I was like, shit, like if she could get signed, like they could look at me too, you know?
Right. And then you got like Ruby Riott too, who I think because of Paige opened the doors for her to get signed and all these different ones who, you're right. That has that goth look, the tattoo, the piercings, the, you know, the look that WWE would have turned away and laughed at, you know, 10 years ago. And or they're now given those opportunities and it's just a whole new world. And I'm sure, you know, there was a time where you wanted to be a wrestler thinking, well, I don't want to be the, you know, the divas walking around. This is a different world, different, you know, I mean, now women actually wrestle and that's what's so amazing about the women's revolution or whatever they want to call it. But it's just, it's really great that now, you know, you go watch these matches and you're like, oh wow, the women are putting on better matches than, you know, than the guys. I mean, we did a year-end review, and all of us were picking the best match of the year for the most part. We were picking, you know, we all picked Becky versus Charlotte. Well, we all pretty much had it in our top three, Becky versus Charlotte at Evolution. It's like, that is just, who would have thought a woman's match would outdo guys' matches throughout the whole year, you know? So it's pretty amazing. Absolutely. So now I know you got, I appreciate your time. I know you got a lot going on and you got a busy 2019, but what do you have coming up that we can catch you at some shows, soon?
January 19th, I'll be in Madison, Indiana. I'm actually like part of like the cruiserweights division now. So, I kind of branched out. I only like pretty much wrestle men, at that show. So that's pretty fun.
Oh, and wow, then, okay.
So, January 25th, I'm in Frankfort, Kentucky. I don't know, what I'm doing there yet. I'm kind of just floating around, but I'll definitely be doing something there. And then, the 2nd of February, I'm back in Frankfurt. And then from the 24th to the 27th, I'm actually in Florida with Girl Fight. So kind of making my way down south a little bit.
Yeah. Now, there's a couple Girl Fights. There's one in – are you going to be in the one in Indy as well, Indianapolis? Is there – you going to make that one?
More than likely. I always try to get out to Girl Fight because Girl Fight is just, like, it's honestly just, like, a phenomenal thing to be a part of on the indies because, like, you don't really see too many, like, all-girl shows, you know? So, like, Girl Fight is strictly just, you know, girls. So, I don't know. It's one of those things that, like, I'm always happy to do. So, anytime they have a show, I'm always like, hey, you know, totally be a part of that. So, probably I'll probably be there.
Yeah, it's a cool event. They do one here in, well, in the area, Jeffersonville, Indiana, yeah. Usually once every couple months. And so it's I think the next one, I think, is not until like April or something or locally, I believe, or something like that. I don't know. I have to look at the calendar. But you've worked a few of those. And now you did some OVW work in 2018. Do you have anything planned for 2019 at OVW as well?
Oh, yeah. I'm not too far from OVW still. I still stayed like remotely close even after like I started doing a lot of indies. No, I always float around the locker room anyway, like even if it's like me not even being used necessarily, just, you know, trying to help like the newer people there. And, you know, I'm friends with some of the people that work there and stuff. So I'm sure I'll definitely be at OVW this coming up year.
Awesome. Well, we want to go ahead and plug your Twitter and your Instagram. Go ahead and tell us where we can find you at on the social media.
All right. Well, my Instagram and my Twitter are the same. So it's Haley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y underscore shadows. And, my Facebook, it's just Haley Shadows, nothing fancy.
Yeah.
And, my YouTube, I believe it's the same as my Instagram and my Twitter. I could be wrong, but either way, you just search me on there and, you know, my page will pop up.
Okay. Oh, you do a lot of YouTube videos and stuff too?
I'm trying to. I did when I first started, and then I don't know why. I just kind of like fell off of it for a little bit, but now I'm like, okay, well, you know, I have like a new camera and stuff, so I can put stuff up there. So slowly trying to build that back up.
Now, before we end, though, I gotta bring up one thing. I noticed that you do some modeling too. I see that you've done that. Is that something like you use as a way of getting more in pro wrestling, more recognized, or just kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because wrestling obviously is like my main goal, but like obviously there's different ways to kind of promote yourself and like build your name up too. So, I don't know. That's like another thing that like I want to expand because I've only done like shoots like here or there. And like, I have like a few different things planned for this coming up year, but yeah, modeling's cool. It's pretty much like the same as wrestling, like when you're doing promos and stuff. So, I mean, it's just another, I guess like stretch on my resume that I can kind of like help promote my wrestling.
So for bookings and everything, just reach out to you on Twitter. Or do you have an email address to send to?
You can reach me on social media, or I have the email Haley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y underscore shadows at AOL.com.
Awesome. Yep. And then this person would be mad at me if I didn't mention this, but Mrs. J-Mo, who's been on the show before, calls you bae. So she, how do you feel about her calling you bae?
She's my bae, for okay. real. She's right. Like, yeah, she's like this little, like, I don't even know how tall she is, like 4'11", like cute little thing that like she goes to my shows, like makes me signs. Like every time she sees me, like without hesitation, I could be talking to 20 people, just runs through yelling bae, just jumping on me.
Yep.
No, she's adorable. I love her.
She's super excited. She goes, my favorite ref and bae are going to talk together. That's great. She was super happy about this. I said, I'll give you a shout out. So we give a shout out to T, Mrs. J-Mo. She's a great gal. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on and taking the time doing this. And, you know, be sure to catch Haley on social media. Catch her at all these upcoming shows. And you said Frankfort, Kentucky. Then you mentioned, what was the one on January 19th? Where was that at again?
January 19th?
Yeah.
Madison, Indiana.
Okay, that's right. I knew it was Indiana. I just couldn't think of the city. All right, so yeah, be sure to catch her out there. Do you have any goals for 2019 that you want to throw out there? Like anything you're looking forward to?
2019, I guess it's like pretty cliche because, you know, everybody says it, but it's definitely like the year that I feel like I'm gonna soar to like everywhere that I want to go. Cause like every year so far has been like a learning process, but now it's like, I mean, I'm still learning obviously, but it's one of those things where I'm not taking no for an answer anymore. And like, it's one of those things where I'm going to be like absolutely obnoxious and really annoying as far as being like, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm going. And, 2019 is the year that I'm like destined to get signed. Like I refuse like any other answer. This is like the hungriest that I've ever been and the most determined that I've ever been. So, just more or less like getting fully established and getting recognized and getting signed is like my main goal aside from traveling and, being at new companies. But yeah, signed is definitely the top of the list.
That's awesome. You heard of her first, guys, on Ringside Podcast. She said she's determined to get signed in 2019. So just remember where you heard it first. Hopefully you won't forget us, little guys. So when you get signed, you'll come back on the show and come and talk and let us know about the experience. Hopefully.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. Well, appreciate you coming on, and I'm just excited for 2019 for you as well as everybody else is. So thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. There we go, guys. Haley Shadows. Don't forget to catch her in all the upcoming events here, as you mentioned, like this Saturday and some other stuff she's got going on. So Haley Shadows.
That was awesome, and I hope we have her on again sometime soon.
Oh, yeah. That's what we said. We mentioned that in the show. So, yeah, so we will. For sure, have her on again, and looking forward to there's going to be, a match that was she didn't mention there because it was announced on, but there's a new organization here in the local scene called OPW, and the first match they announced was her versus Billy Stark, so it's going to be awesome, man. Haley's getting work done. You know, she was at the Impact tapings. This was recorded right before that, and she was in Impact, and along with her,
friends of the show,
Jay Lee and some others that will be on the show at OVW, Callie Young. And, but yeah, they were there and had some couple spots. So it was pretty good, man. So it's awesome, man. A lot of good opportunities. She's been on SmackDown and Impact now. So pretty cool.
That's awesome. A lot of people that have been on the show are on Impact, even alum Logan James was at the Impact same
he was
that Jay Lee and them were at. So
yeah,
shout out to all of them for getting a good opportunity. I know everybody was excited about it.
Speaking of opportunities, speaking of cool things, we got to be a part of the Winter War. We talked about it last week. Awesome for Ringside. Even JK showed up there to watch the show.
Showed up there. But what'd you think about it, JK? He's not here.
Yeah. So, it was a pretty good show. Not a bad turnout for a snowy day. I was impressed with the couple hundreds that showed up there, about 350 it looked like.
Yeah, about that.
Between 300 and 400, which is, it could hold a lot more, but it just, with the weather and everything, it was actually a decent turnout. All the money went to Ray of Hope Foundation. There's more opportunities, more shows coming in this area and other areas too as well. And Ringside will be a part of it. We got the word that we will be a part of that. And then we might have somebody else other than Jeff Jarrett on that show at that time and to talk more about it. So we'll see when that comes. I think it's looking around the spring sometime, and we're looking at like an Odom County area. So it'll be pretty cool, man. Shane Timpton is a great dude. Shout out to him who runs the Ray of Hope Foundation and his story. If you don't know what it is, the website you want to go to is alliesrayofhope.org. That's alliesrayofhope.org. Alliesrayofhope.org, and read the story behind that. So pretty awesome. Shane, we appreciate bringing us involved into this, and we can't wait for more stuff.
I can't say enough good things about the other night at Winter War. The venue was, and I was talking to my guy Steve Rummage earlier today, telling him where the venue was, and he was like, that was one of the thing that stuck out in his mind the most was the same thing that stuck out in my mind. It almost looked like a miniature college basketball arena. The way the bleachers wrapped mm-hmm, around, mm-hmm. It was an amazing venue. The card was stacked. I was legitimately entertained from the time that it started to the time it ended. There was lots of local talent all around the arena. The OVW guys were they not only performed, but there were a lot of them up in the stands overlooking the event as well. They were very friendly. My nieces went with us. Your daughter went. Mm-hmm. They all got to talk to all of the wrestlers up top that were watching the event. That was my first Global Force Wrestling event. It's not going to be my last. I loved it. And then talking to all the guys beforehand, they were so outgoing and welcoming. And me and the first thing that Jeff asked me after he saw my Ringside Podcast hat was I the slap nuts? And I said, no, that was the other guy. He said, who, the ref? I said, no, the other guy. So
no, I think he knew that I wasn't me.
But it was a great time. Karen Jarrett was really nice to my one niece, wanted the meet and greet. The other one didn't. She wasn't feeling well. So Logan went around and got everybody's autographs and asked for a picture with Jeff, but then told Karen she didn't have any more money. So Karen was like, Jeff, take a picture with this little girl. It's on me. So she took a picture with he took a picture with Logan. She came out and told me the story. So when I went in, I personally thanked Karen. I mean, that such a great, nice gesture.
Mm-hmm.
I went ahead and gave her the money for it. But it's just the whole event from like I said, from top to bottom, super entertaining. I wasn't bored at all. And I expect nothing against anybody, but I expected for my first time, because I didn't know a lot of the talent. I thought I didn't know a lot of the talent, that I would be bored from time to time, but I didn't. There was OVW guys in a lot of the matches, and there were the GFW people and some. I was just entertained. I'm blown away.
And we got a poster from that event. We are going to give it away here soon. We'll show a picture of it. It's going to be signed by Crazy Steve, Crimson, and Callie Young. We're going to give that away as some kind of a contest later on. So I'll post a picture of the autographs, and we'll be giving it away. So on Jack Stain, he was there at the event. He couldn't wrestle, but he was there, he signed it as well. So so the War Kings, Callie Young, and then you got Crazy Steve. So it's good, great show, man. It was cool to be a part of it. It was awesome. I mean, I got there super early, down in Henry County to help out, and along with a lot of the OVW crew, and we had a good time, and just setting up and getting everything going, and just looking forward to the show. And so the show was top notch. It was really good. It was entertaining as well. And I was on the car technically working it at the ref. So what?
You weren't on the card.
Working it as a ref. That's referees are part of the card, dude.
I have never seen, unless it was special guest referee, any referees on any cards,
Chris
any
Sharp,
promotional posters.
Justin King, they've all done it.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Somebody who follows indie wrestling, and those guys are in WWE now. Anyways, one of them was.
Right.
Oh, well. But... you know, we appreciate Jeff doing, you know, coming on the show. Like I said, getting us involved. Shane helping link that up, and awesome opportunities. And we got more stuff down the pipeline, guys. More stuff down the pipeline.
It's only going to get bigger and
we
better.
We told you
here.
2019 was a whole new year for Ringside Podcast. We gave you a warning last year.
We really did.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the show. As always, you can catch us all on the podcast avenues: Google Play, Stitcher Radio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. TuneIn Radio app, or just go to ringsidepodcast.com. And then you can find us all on the social media, the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook at Ringside Podcast. And individually on Twitter, I'm at Daniel Spencer.
I'm at Jeremy _CSE. He's at Kruger Mania.
And once again, you can find our guest. She is on Twitter and Instagram at Haley _Shadows. So hit her up, follow her. You won't be disappointed.
One last thing real quick. Huge shout out to our guy, the new OVW television champion, Justin Smooth, won it. And they don't know how much you all know as of this point, but this past week at OVW television, they introduced a new stipulation. To hold the TV title, you have to defend it every week. And it's a gauntlet match. So every week it's going to be a gauntlet. And he won the first gauntlet match. So congratulations.
All right, well, thanks for listening, guys. And as always, in the meantime, but between time.
And until next time, you can catch us ringside.
See ya.
promise strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you could be next. You better give